We have a spring butterfly hike, and this I'm giving you a little more time on because they ask that you register in advance. So this is actually happening on Saturday, April 19th, so that will be a week from Saturday. And it's happening at Panola Mountain State Park.
Oh, one of my favorite places.
I think it's a shame that more people don't know about it. It's almost like a little hidden gem right here in town. What they're going to be doing is they'll have a park ranger taking you around and showing you butterflies and the flowers, of course, that attract the butterflies and that sort of thing. But, you know, even if you don't make it for the spring butterfly hike, Panola Mountain State Park is a place that you should see. It's an outcropping of rock, very much like Stone Mountain on a much smaller scale.
There are many spots where it looks like you're on the face of the moon.
It really does. It's pretty amazing. And it's really a beautiful place. It's this big chunk of nature not very far from downtown Atlanta. You don't have to drive very far to see some really gorgeous scenery. Again, the spring butterfly hike is happening from 2 to 4 in the afternoon on Saturday, April 19th, and they ask that you register in advance for that so they'll know how many people they have coming. And of course, it's a 2-mile hike that they'll be doing, so you want to wear appropriate clothing for the terrain. And speaking of nature, Earth Day Kids Fest is happening this Saturday at the Chattahoochee Nature Center in Roswell. This is an annual event that they do, and teaching kids all about nature and about ecology and about caring for our planet and that sort of thing. It's a really great little event for families. And one of the really fun things about this is that they brought back Farmer Jason, who is a kids performer. He actually used to be an adults performer. He used to play in a band called Jason and the Scorchers. But Jason has taken his stuff to another level. He's now performing for kids, and he's been doing this for a while.
I'm a punk. I'm a punk. I'm a punk. I'm a punk. I'm a punk.
They're going to have an active area where the kids can play, sort of teaching kids about the importance of exercise and activity. And then they're going to encourage acts of green.
So instead of calling them acts of kindness, they're acts of green,
yeah,
which are kind to us and to our planet.
That's right. It's kind to everyone. And again, that's the Earth Day Kids Fest. And that's happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Chattahoochee Nature Center. And the tickets are $10 for adults, and kids are just $6.
Shane, anything else we could mark on our calendars?
We have the ATL Collective. They're going to be doing Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde, a classic album, which shows up on best albums of all time list all the time. And the ATL Collective, they're a group of local musicians, and what they primarily do is cover classic albums. They recently did Talking Heads Speaking in Tongues. They've also done albums by The Clash.
Now, do they normally perform every single track on an album, even the sleepers that no one's really heard of?
Yeah, they do the albums from start to finish. So fans of the albums want to hear every one of those songs. And, you know, it's always really interesting to hear, especially some of the songs that may not be quite as familiar, that people don't cover quite so often. To hear someone else do them and interpret them, I think that's a fascinating exercise. Although this album in particular has a lot of songs that have been covered many times over the years. Absolutely Sweet Marie, Visions of Johanna. It's full of some of his greatest songs.
Yeah, she does, and she aches just like a woman.
The shows are at 7 o'clock and 9:30, and that's actually happening tonight at the Red Light Cafe in Midtown.